CBSI and the World, I'm John Batchelor. In praise of retired Lieutenant General Michel Maisonneuve, 35 years in the Canadian Armed Forces, 10 years Academic Director of the Royal Military College at Saint-Jean, and I welcome Conrad Black, a distinguished biographer, a Canadian citizen, a member of the House of Lords, Lord Black, to comment on what appears to be a momentary flicker in the very carefully and hard-worked successes of Canada through its history. Lieutenant General Michel Maisonneuve praises Canada for, among other things I learned from Conrad Black's most recent National Post column, the invention of the telephone, insulin, the zipper, the snowblower, very significant, and for cultural figures such as Lucy Maud Montgomery, author of Anne of Green Gables. Conrad, you don't have to try hard to convince me that Canada's a great state, but there are doubters in the media these days, and they upset the lieutenant general. What is his answer? How do we speak carefully that Canada is a great country and that all great countries deserve respect? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. Well, I think up to a point, it's a comparable problem to what you people have in the United States. Now, we don't have the legacy of slavery here, not because we were so enormously virtuous, but as you know, the only economic justification for slavery was the theory, which I suppose was true, that African or Caribbean people were more accustomed to and more efficient at harvesting tropical crops like cotton and tobacco, and we don't have that in our climate. So the founders of this country and the leaders of it when it was a colonial state had no economic reason to import slaves, and then we had quite a good record, if I may say it, of receiving fugitive slaves from the United States, more than 40,000 of them in the decades prior to the Civil War. But with that difference, I think we both countries have a similar problem. We're now in a season where the academics and the media in particular believe that it's time to focus on exaggerated patriotic claims made for our countries in the past and a tremendously energetic effort to unearth apparent shortcomings in the way we operate now and to ferret out any atomized minority that can possibly have a claim of injustice being inflicted upon it, which is why an inordinate amount of attention is spent on tiny minorities of people like transgender people and so on. Now, let me be clear. All people, whether they're numerous or not, have their rights, and the rights must be respected. But we don't have to double the number of public washrooms in our countries in order to service a tiny number of transgender people. And so we're in a season where there's this excessive self-criticism. And I think what's happened here is General Maisonneuve made a comment that this was becoming a kind of anti-Canadian force. And by all means, let's recognize our imperfections and resolve to do better. But you know, let's not get so carried away that we think that we are in fact an unworthy and bad people. And we aren't. You know, neither are Americans. And so I think it's this long-awaited pendular movement where perhaps we all got too accustomed to singing patriotic songs that made an abstraction of any shortcomings, but we've swung back to the point where we're allowing unrepresentative minorities to tarnish us with comparisons with truly evil regimes. I mean, we've discussed this in previous sessions here on the air, where some people in this country, particularly militant members of the Native community, used to be called Indians, have compared the founder of this country, John A. Macdonald, to Hitler, which is an outrage. He gave the natives the right to vote. He was a great statesman. He was a Democrat and a champion of freedom. And so I think the general was just commenting that this had gone too far. As the head of the there's a French language and an English language military academy in this country. And as the head of the French one, he was instrumental in keeping anything like critical race theory out of the curriculum. So his credentials are not only good, but they would be recognizable in the United States also.
You also point to a high school teacher, Jim McMurtry, who in Abbotsford, yes, British Columbia, was asked by a student with regard to a story that you've written about over the years, which is the discovery of a graveyard attached to a Native American school back in the 19th and early 20th century. There was great attention to it at the time. And as I recall, help me on the details, eventually there was attention by the Ottawa government, but there was also the discovery that these graves were the honored dead of young people who had died with diseases, with the afflictions of the age. Do I remember that correctly?
And not only do you remember it correctly, but also it is not clear that they are, in fact, graves. It is now thought that there are some graves, but a fraction of the number claimed, which I think was 215, they were supposedly discovered by this process of subterranean radar, but some things that could look like a grave aren't. And as it turns out, you're quite right. We got to absolutely ghoulish and terribly horrible stories about the personnel of these native schools murdering these children and burying them in unmarked graves. And this is just nonsense. Nothing like that ever happened. There may have been some infant death, but it would have been a disease, and they're not unmarked. What happened was there were a number of cemeteries around there, and in some cases the gravestones were quite temporary and they eroded and were no longer recognizable, and there were not the funds in those places to replace them. Now, all of that is being addressed, but the initial story of the deliberate massacre of children, native children, by white clerical educators, clergymen, is complete rubbish. There's no truth to it. Zero.
And Jim McMurtry, the high school teacher, responded to the question.
He is, again, a member of a distinguished family in this country. His father, whom I've known for over 40 years, was the attorney general of this province, Ontario, jurisdiction of about 12 million people, and the chief justice also of the Superior Court of this province, and the High Commissioner of Canada in Great Britain, one of his brothers is a distinguished academic. It's a good, well-known family. I don't mean that in a snobbish sense, just a family of accomplished people, learned professionals, and that was the atmosphere in which he was brought up, a very tolerant one, respectful of laws and of the rights of everybody. And for a member of that family to be pilloried for innocently pointing out a few facts and suspended as a teacher for telling the truth about a controversial matter, it's scandalous. And that's why I put the two together, because they somewhat tell the same story.
In sum, then, in 30 seconds, Mr. McMurtry gave the student information that you've just given us about the discoveries of these graves. That's what he said. Is that correct, Conrad? We just have 30
That's
seconds.
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. What he did was, when asked a question, he gave the truth as it had evolved. I mean, there'd been some research into this, and it wasn't the story these children had, because it had been demonstrated, as I said, right, a few moments ago, that it was quite a different and less, you know, less horrifying thing, a sad story, but not an evil story. And for doing that, he was suspended. Now, presumably, he'll be upheld and reinstated. But what are we coming to when you're suspended and put in jeopardy for telling the truth to children?
General Maisonneuve and Jim McMurtry, both examples in Canada of men who speak the truth and are momentarily castigated for it. Conrad Black, The National Post. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.